Passage is taken from James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18.
今天我们要讲的是雅各书第三章第十三节到第十七节。
James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom.But if you harbor evil envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate,submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemaker who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Who is wise and understanding among you?
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？
James starts today's passage with a question.
今天雅各从一个问题作为开始。
And it's a rhetorical question.
这个很巧辩的一个问题。
It's rhetorical because James isn't genuinely asking and wanting to know who are the wise and understanding ones.
因为他不是真正的问在人群当中谁是真正有智慧和见识的。
It's rhetorical because he knows everyone is wise and understanding in their own eyes.
因为他知道每个人都觉得自己有见识和智慧的。
Now not everyone says it.
虽然每个人都不说出来。
But everyone thinks it.
但每个人都觉得他们是。
The opponents of James think that they are wise and understanding.
所以反对雅各的人都觉得他们有智慧跟有见识。
The supporters of James also think so as well.
支持雅各的也同样的觉得这样。
James makes no pretension that he thinks he himself is also wise and understanding.
雅各也没有否认他本身是有智慧和有见识的。
Now the wise and understanding that we are talking about here is not talking about, say, textbook knowledge.
这里所提到智慧跟见识，不是说你在课本上所得到的知识。
Otherwise, we'll just resolve this question with a pop quiz.
所以这个很容易解决，就是每个人都做一个测验就能够解决的。
The issue here is about our different perspectives towards matters and what is reality.
这里的问题是说我们从什么角度去看一件事情。
What is the right thing to do?
怎么做对的事情？
How should we deal with a situation?
怎么去处理一个情况？
Who amongst us have the best advice?
我们当中可以给最好的忠告。
So on issue like this, we find that everybody is wise and understanding in their own eyes.
所以以上所提到的问题，每个人都觉得自己有智慧和见识去解决这些问题。
This is the reason why we argue and quarrel.
这个就是因为这样，这个原因就是为什么我们时常吵架跟吵闹。
This is the reason why we fight and sometimes we battle.
甚至我们彼此打架跟甚至打仗。
Sometimes it's the exact opposite effect.
有时候这个会给一个反效果。
Sometimes our wisdom and understanding tell us that oh, we should disallow any form of fighting or quarreling.
每个人都有自己。就有智慧说我们不应该打架跟吵闹。
So and then and but we find that there's still this underlying disagreement and then it will fester, it will decay.
但私底下我们还是让这种思想去腐烂我们的想法。
So not fighting, not quarreling, sometimes this can be even worse.
所以这个更比打架跟吵闹更危险。
And everyone still remains wise and understanding in their own eyes.
纵使这样，每个还是觉得自己有智慧和见识。
Now you might wonder why a community, especially a Christian community, can persist in such self-delusion.
这样你会想，为什么在一个基督徒的团体会有这种情况呢？
Why is everybody remaining wise and understanding in their own eyes?
为什么每个人都觉得自己都是这样的呢？
Aren't there people who disagree with us?
不是 当然当中有些都是反对我们观点的人。
As it turns out, we often explain our opponents away in a very similar manner.
很多时候我们就是用解释的方法去解释他们，解释掉那些问题。
Now the first thing that we usually do when someone disagrees with us is that we assume that they are ignorant.
所以第一件事，我们就是对待那些反对我们的人，就是第一个解释就是说，他们不知道事情真相。
They don't have access to the same information that we do.
他们没有那个正确的资讯像我们有。
And if we were to so generously share that information with them, they are going to see the light and come to our side.
所以我们会把这些分享给他们，所以最终希望他们能够同意我们的看法。
And then they will see that my way of dealing with things is the best way.
然后他们会看到我决定的，我做的事情是最正确的。
Now when that doesn't work,
如果那个行不通的话，
it turns out that these people have the same facts as we do.
然后你发现那些人有同样你得到的资讯，
And yet they still disagree with us.
然后他们还是反对你。
Then we move on to the second assumption.
所以我们进入到第二个可能性。
They are idiots.
所以就是说他们笨。
They have the right pieces of the puzzle.
他们有正确的资讯。
But they are too moronic to put things together properly.
他们太笨，无法把事情连接在一起。
If only they had me to just explain to them and convince them, then they will get the right picture.
他们需要我去跟他们解释，去说服他们。
But sometimes that doesn't work.
所以有时那个 也行不通。
It turns out that these people who disagree with us, they have all the facts, and actually they are also pretty smart.
那些人同样有同样的资讯，可是他们也比我们聪明。
Then we move on to the third assumption.
然后我们经历到第三个可能性。
They know the truth, but they are deliberately distorting it for their own evil purposes.
他们知道真相，可是他们故意歪曲这个事实。
Sometimes we conclude that maybe they are just too proud and refuse to admit their mistake.
然后你就说他们太过自傲，所以不承认他们的缺点。
Now all these.
这些。
All these are just self-righteousness.
这些都是自以为是、假冒为善的态度。
And this is what sometimes divides the Christian community.
所以，因为这样，很多基督教的团体被分裂。
But yet we cannot avoid thinking that we are truly wise and understanding. There's no avoiding this.
总的来说，我们还这些事情发生，我们还是觉得我们是有智慧跟有见识的。
Do you know why we can't avoid this?
为什么我们不可以避免这种想法呢？
Do you know why we often get stuck in this understanding or feeling that we are right?
你知道为什么我们一直保持在这个想法之中？
觉得我们自己是对的。
觉得我们自己是对的。
It's because even when we are wrong, it feels like we are right.
就算我们错，但是我们觉得我们还是对。
Even when we are wrong, it feels like being right.
就算我们错。我们还是觉得我们是对的。
Most of us do not have any internal cue to tell us that now you are wrong and now you should change it.
我们内在没有一个内在的提示告诉我们是错的，我们应该去改变。
We would not have any internal cue until it's too late.
我们没有那个提示，直到太迟了。
Worse still, being wrong feels just exactly like feeling that you're right.
最糟的是，你继续错下去，到最后你知道你错了之后，但是你还是觉得你是对的。
不是，就是错的感觉跟对的感觉是一样的，除非有人告诉你你错了，
错，
你不会感觉到你自己是错的。简单来讲就是，
我们可以做错事情。
Okay. And so this is the first reason. There is no cue to tell you that you're wrong. You will always feel like you're right.
所以这个是一个原因，我们没有有一个内在的提示告诉我们是错的。
And there is a second reason, and the reason is culture.
第二个原因是文化。
When we are young, we are told about those who, those are the ones that get things wrong.
所以从小我们就有灌输一个想法，就是说那些做错事情的人。
That's the dumb kid.
他们都是笨的人。
That's the troublemaker.
都是制造麻烦。
The one that never does his homework.
从来不做功课的。
And when you grow up, you grow up learning that those who get things wrong are the ones who are lazy, irresponsible, and second of all, you learn that the way to succeed in life is to never get things wrong.
所以你长大后就觉得 你做错事情，就是做错事情的人都是懒惰、不负责任，和就是从来不如果你要成功的话，你从来应该不会做错事情。
And yes, while this lesson may seem to be a great lesson to, you know, never be lazy and to work hard.
虽然这个可以鼓励我们去做好事情，不犯错。
But it also makes all of us freak out at the possibility that oh, we could have gotten something wrong.
但会造成我们很害怕做有可能做错事情。
Because according to this, getting something wrong means that there's something wrong with us.
所以就是说，如果你做错事情，你就是觉得我们有问题。
Because so and therefore we are always naturally inclined to insist that we are right.
所以很自然的，我们就很坚持，每次我们都是对的。
Because that is what makes us feel smart, makes us feel responsible, makes us feel, you know, I've been hardworking and it makes us feel safe.
因为这会使我们感觉到我们很聪明、有责任，而且是很平安的。
And the conclusion to all this is that we all feel wise and understanding in our own eyes.
所以总的来说，就是解释为什么我们还是每个人都觉得自己是有智慧和有见识的。
As a human, we are limited by our sense to just live this very moment.
作为一个人，我们通常以有限的感官来活在这个世界。
And we have to see the world with our own eyes. Nobody can, you know, see it from another person's eyes. You have to see it with your own eyes.
所以我们要以自己的眼睛看这个世界，不，别人的眼睛不可以成为我们的眼睛。
So we all often live in this bubble of feeling that you are right about everything at every moment.
所以我们一直活在一个泡沫里面，就是觉得我们是对的。
If we had sensed that we are wrong about something, well, we would have corrected it, and then this bubble will continue.
如果我们觉得我们做错事情的话，我们可能会改正，但是我们还是活在这个泡沫里面。
Not only do we constantly live in this bubble,We also want and desire this feeling of being right all the time.
我们一直活在这个泡沫里面，我们还是有这个需要、这个欲望，就是有这个感觉说我们是有智慧、有见识的。
And the world tells us that it's better to be right than to be wrong.
所以这个世界时常告诉我们，你要做对的事情，不要出差错。
And this is why when somebody disagrees with us, we will quickly dismiss them as ignorant, as stupid, or as evil.
所以当有人反对我们的时候，我们就是把他们称为无知、笨蛋跟邪恶。
And we will continue this perception of always being right.
所以我们就一直活在这个错觉，就是说我们是对的。
Just imagine yourself now. What are you wrong about?
所以现在你想象自己，你犯什么错？
Can't think of any. Because why? We are always in this bubble. I'm right about everything.
所以你讲不出，因为你还是活在这个泡沫，因为我什么都对。
But sometimes in our life, this perception will be seriously challenged.
所以有时候我们在生活当中，这个想法会受到挑战。
This happens when all of us, maybe in a group or a team or something, we have to determine one single decision.
通常会在我们要决定一个决定的时候，通常这些问题都会出现。
Or we have to set on one course of action.
当我们要决定做一件事情，这些事情也会发生。
We can't all be right.
不可能每个人都对。
So how do we resolve this conflict of perceptions?
所以怎么解决这个问题呢？
When we can't all be right,Then might is right.
如果不是每个人都对的话，最有权势的讲话就对。
In a man's world, the one with the bigger fist is right.
所以在一个男人的世界，最大的拳头就是对的。
His fist is much bigger than mine.
没什么。
In a company, the one with the bigger chair is right.
所以在一间公司，最做最大张的椅子的那个人就是对的。
In a family, the one with a bigger paycheck is right.
所以在一个家庭，赚最多钱的人说的话是对的。
These days, we actually, you know, we are not so much about strength, we speak less of military power and more of economic power.
在今天，我们很少提到军事力量，而是提到经济力量。
And so in the world these days, it's the customer that is always right.
所以在现今的社会里面， 顾客永远是对的。
Is the customer always right?
顾客永远是对的吗？
Well, they have the economic power.
如果他们有钱花的时候。
So it has come to these situations where politicians, even in a populism Singapore, politicians have to even bend over backwards for your votes.
所以就算在新加坡这个社会，我们的政府都通常都不听民意来做政策，他们在大选的时候都会鞠躬，要求你投他一票。所以我们都是顾客。
And in a church where God should have come first,
所以在教会里面，上帝当然是教会之首。
But yet we also see changes now where the needs of the people come first.
但是我们看到很多我们做的在教会做的改变，都是以人的需要为主。
So who is right?
所以谁是对的呢？
The one with the biggest say is right.
所以讲话最大声的人就是对的。
But some of you might say, "Hold on, Pastor."
所以有些人说，哎，小慧牧师，你不可以这样讲。
Oh, we are civilized and rational beings, okay?
我们都是有理性跟文明的人。
We have come a long way from the days of might is right.
我们已经走过那些很久以前，就是说有能力就是对的那个时代。
We are not apes, you know, who defeat our opponents with the biggest coconut.
我们不像猴子、猩猩，就是用最大的椰子打败我们的反
对者。We have reasoning faculties that allow us to present our arguments and to resolve our disagreements in a very orderly manner.
我们有推理的能力去呈现我们的论点，然后解决我们之间的那个不同观点。
Furthermore, since the days of science and empiricism.The best form of resolution is to actually just test our conclusions.
所以在今天科学跟实证主义的今天，我们可以用证据来解决我们之间的那个争论。
Where there are disagreements, well, we just let evidence speak for itself.
如果我们有不同的观念的话，我们可以用证据来做一个根据。
And so the judgment of reason.And verification that will testify who is the one who is truly wise and understanding.
所以真理的判断能够证明谁是真正的有智慧跟见识的。
The scientific and rational mind will be our guide for truth.
所以我们可以用科学跟理性来做我们的向导，来追求真理。
And if we look back in history, we see that truly we have come a long way since the age of enlightenment.
所以我们看整个人类的历史的话，我们已经进步到已经比启蒙时代更进步了。
Now, while I agree that reason is certainly a much fairer judge than might,
我同意，虽然我同意，理性是最好公正的那个作为一个判断的。
But there are two obstacles to it being the ultimate solution to all conflicts.
但是他有自己两方面的阻力，是成为最终的那个解决问题的那个方法。
First, unlike the science of law, there are many fields of knowledge that is very subjective and very multifaceted.
第一，不像科学的原理，很多事情的那个知识领域都是很主观，还有多层面的那个因素。
For example, morality or ethics is often a very complicated issue.
道德伦理通常是一个比较复杂的问题。
Theology, arts, all these go beyond the expressive capabilities of language.
现今的语言无法完全形容神学和艺术方面的那个所带出来的信息。
And now we live in post-modernity.
我们现在活在一个后现代的时代。
And we have come to acknowledge the relativity of truth.
我们要承认就算真理有相对断掉，真理有相对性。
Unfortunately, we continue to see those who continue to hammer away their point of view using this modern tool of reason.
很可惜的，我们现在还看到有些人就是用强硬的态度去用理性去解决他们的问题。
They say, "Oh, if it makes sense to me, then it must be the absolute truth."
如果对我来讲，我接受的话。这个是真正的真理。
They hammer, they hammer, they hammer, they hammer.
所以他们是一直锤锤锤。
But often I see their opponents at the other side also hammering as well.
所以他们反对者也是用同样的强硬的方法去反对。
They are just hammering as relentlessly. They are also convinced of their own absolute truth.
他们也坚持他们所接受的真理，而且去强硬的去反对。
Yet, many times it's just that both can be right and yet both can be wrong, and the quarrel will never end.
所以有时候双方都对，甚至双方都错，但是一直在争吵，永远不停息。
My previous sermon on whether it's justification by faith or is it justification by works, this is one such unending quarrel.
我上次讲到就是关于因信称义或因行为称义这个问题，也是时常是在争吵的。
Just go to any internet forums on any controversial topics, you will see such futility in action. The quarrel never ends.
所以如果你到internet 网上去看的话，很多争论性的课题，很多人都在彼此的争吵的，这是不可避免的。
You want to raise taxes or you want to curb spending?
你要加税，甚至是减少开支的话。
You want to destroy the unions or you want to empower them some more?
我摧毁工会甚至是保持工会的话。
Online you can even bring out facts or figures, graphs, whatever. The argument continues.
所以在网上很多人搬出一大堆证据，一大堆数据，一直在那边争吵。
Reason alone is never enough.
所以只有推理是不够的。
Secondly, reason neglects the human element.
第二就是推理，很多时候我们忽视了人的元素。
We may picture ourselves as dispassionate arbiters of justice.
我们常常看自己为正义的冷静的仲裁者。
We don't and I don't deny that yes, amongst us there are some that are more impartial than others.
我同意，在我们当中有些是比较公正的。
But we are humans as well.
但我们还是人。
And an argument is never just an argument in itself.
所以一个争论不只是争论那么简单。
And every issue reflects the things that we care about.
每一件事情我们谈论的事情都是我们本身在意的。
And our decisions and our judgment, we know they will affect the lives of others.
我们的决定，我们的判断，通常都会影响别人。
We cannot detach people from their emotions.
我们不可以把情感从人拉出来。
Just as how we cannot detach our own personal biases from our conclusions.
就像我们不可以把我们本身的偏见从我们的结论拿出来一样。
The church is a community of love.
教会是一个爱的群体。
And we cannot deliberate without our concerns for people's feelings.
在我们谈论事情的时候，我们不可能不在意别人的感情。
And we cannot run it like a business where only the bottom line matters.
我们不可以把教会当成一间公司来管理，只是看重那个指标。
We cannot run it like an organization where only the chain of command decides.
我们也不可以像外面的机构一样管理教会，就是说最高的决定权是在掌权者。
So how do we resolve everybody being wise and understanding in their own eyes within the church?
所以我们怎么去解决在教会里每个人都觉得他们是有智慧有见识的问题呢？
James has this very simple solution.
所以雅各有一个非常简单的答案。
Well, show it with your deeds.
就是用行为来证明。
The fruits of the deeds will determine whether that was true divine wisdom or whether it is just worldly demonic wisdom.
所以你行为的结果就能看出到底你的智慧是从上面而来还是属鬼魔的。
If it's true wisdom, then your deeds will result in peace.
如果是从上面来的智慧，你的果子，你所结的果子是平安。
But if it's not, then you will get disorder and you will get evil practices.
如果不是的话，就是会造成扰乱跟坏事。
So test it and you will know it is that simple.
所以去印证，然后你就知道到底是什么。
James' solution overcomes the two obstacles that reason alone cannot overcome.
所以雅各的 解决问题的方法已经超过那个理性所遇到的两个阻力的问题。
Sometimes arguments alone may seem contradictory.
有时候我们争吵的时候好像很矛盾。
Justification by faith or justification by works, they may appear very different.
因信称义还是因成为称义好像是不同的东西。
But in practice and by testing it out, you will see that actually they are just two sides of the same coin.
如果你去行出来去印证的话 你可以看到是好像一个硬币的两面。
James' solutions also resolve truths. So we see that James' solution resolves truths that are always somewhat multifaceted.
所以雅各所提出的那个方法也解决了找出真理多方层次的那个问题。
James' solution also considers the human element.
雅各的解决方法也
顾虑到。
也顾虑到人的元素。
Because you reap what you sow, any human element that was being embedded into the argument, they will also be manifested when you put them into deeds.
你收割你所种的，所以任何一个元素在我们争吵的时候，人的元素会在我们吵架的时候彰显出来。
当你行出来的时候，那个人的元素就会彰显出来。So if you have put in, you know, bitterness, ambitions, secret ambitions, all this will transform, when it's transformed into deeds, it will transform into disorder.
当你把你的怨恨跟野心放在你的争吵之中，你会造成混乱。
And your love, if you have put in love into your argument, when it's put into deeds, all this will transform into peace.
所以你用爱的行为的话去解决这个争吵，你会看到和平的效果。
And so for James is quite simple. If instead of arguing until the cows come home, well, just test your wisdom with the result of your deeds.
所以雅各说，就是与其继续的争吵 ，OK， 去行动，看那个行动的结果是什么。
Now, at this juncture, it's very important for me to clarify just what is peace.
在这时候，我要讲明白什么是和平。
Now, we often have this misunderstanding within the Christian circle that peace means the absence of obvious tension.
我们很多时候有这个误解，就是和平就是在基督教团体里面，和平就是没有纷争，没有
表面的纷争。
表面的纷争。
So in the name of peace, let us just sweep all our differences under the carpet.
为了保持和平的假象，我们不要把坏事公开。
We'll appease those who are more argumentative or more aggressive.
我们安抚那些比较会争吵的人和比较野心比较大的人。
And then we shy away from controversies that will, you know, for the sake of just keeping a very happy, harmonious appearance.
为了要保持快乐的那个形象。我们不做一些有争议性的那个讨论。
But you know what people feel about churches like this?
你知道外面的人怎么看这样的教会吗？
These are actual words that people will say about churches like this.
就是外面人对教会的一个真正的说法。
自己人也这样。
自己人。
They say people in such church put up a facade.
所以教会的人表现出一个假象。
Relationship are basically superficial.
弟兄姐妹之间的关系是很表面的。
Most of the time, people are not sincere.
很多时候我们都没有以真诚的心去对待。
Now you feel like yes, there are plenty of people who are caring.
所以我们虽然觉得很多人都很关心我们。
But it's a form of care that feels very artificial.
但是是一个人工式的关心。
People are really nice.
人很好，很友善。
But they are just nice because they want to avoid conflict.
他对你好是为了不要跟你有冲突。
Now Jubilee as a traditional Chinese church, you know, where we emphasize things like 以和为贵, is in danger of becoming like this.
所以禧年堂是一个作为一个传统华文教会, 以和为贵为主, 我们有危险成为这样的一个教会。
Because this is not peace.
因为这个不是所谓的和平。
When James says peace, he means the Jewish concept of shalom.
当 雅各谈到和平的话，他是指犹太人所了解的 Shalom。
Shalom is represented by our handshake during the worship during worship。
所以 Shalom 就是在从敬拜上帝的时候我们之间的握手。
And Shalom actually means to be whole, to be healthy, and to be complete。
所以 Shalom 的意思也是说合一、健康和
完全。 It means that this community must reflect the nature of God。
所以这个基督徒的群体一定要显示出神的本性。
So it does involve harmony。
一定要有和平，就是和谐。
But it also includes righteousness and justice。
也要有公正跟公义。
There will be love, yes。
也是要有爱。
But there must also be honesty and truth, otherwise it is just not complete。
也需要有诚实跟真理，如果没有这些的话，不是一个完全的教会。
So if there are no quarrels and no fighting,
如果我们当中没有打架或争吵的话，
but there is this resentment, you know, talking behind people's back, unhappiness,
如果我们在后面有一些反感或者不高兴的事情，
that is not the biblical peace, that is not shalom.
所以这个不是所谓经上讲的和平或者是 shalom.
So let's not avoid our differences.
所以我们不要避开我们所碰到的那些
不同的意见。We are all wise and understanding in our own eyes. I understand that. That is inevitable.
我们都知道，我们觉得我们是有智慧跟有见识的，这个是无可避免的。
But just as how we are inspired by our own wisdom, you know, whether it's good or bad, whether it comes from wherever it comes from, let us test it with our deeds.
不论我们的智慧是好或坏，我们只要行出来去看它的结果是什么。
心动就该行动，哦。
心动就该行动。
At the very least, let us imagine what we think we want to do. Let's imagine it, actualize it in your mind.
至少透过我们的大脑去思考。
Then you will see that whether your intentions are truly pure.
这样你会知道到底你的出发点是不是纯正的。
Some of us may have bad intentions without realizing it.
很多时候我们有一个，我们不知道我们所的出发点是错的。
I assume all of us are, you know, not knowingly evil.
我觉得我们大家都不是邪恶的人。
But sometimes we are caught up by our zeal of self-righteousness.
很多时候我们是因为我们本身对常常 都被我们自以为是的那个态度所盲目。
And we harbor ambitions of more people joining our cause and seeing things our way.
我们有野心，就是要更多人同意我们的看法，加入我们的那个党。
But when such wisdom is being transformed into deeds, you will see the disorder that it brings to the community.
如果我们有这样的智慧，然后所行出来的结果是造成扰乱和坏事。
Then I hope that you now understand your so-called wisdom is actually not from God.
我希望你现在了解，你所谓你觉得你是有智慧的，这个智慧不是从神而来。
Disorder and evil practices can come in many different forms.
扰乱和坏事可以以任何的形式来呈现出来。
So I hope you observe this when you exercise your wisdom and into deeds.
所以你要注意看，当你要执行你的智慧和行动的时候，要注意这些事情。
Observe if people starting to take sides.
然后注意看是不是有人开始接档。
Is feelings being hurt, but there is no forgiveness?
如果你觉得受到伤害，但是没有赦免的话。
People becoming lost because of the divided leadership.
如果领导团分裂的话，下面的人都会觉得迷失。
When you observe these things, you will see that wisdom does not benefit the unity of the church, does not benefit the unity of the community.
当你看到这些事情发生的话，这时候就是说这些东西、这些事情已经 你所呈现出来的那些所谓的智慧是没有对教会是没有用。
When you have tested your deeds and observed this,
当你行动之后所看到的结果，
you should know that you actually have been self-centered.
你就知道你是以自我的那个态度去做事情。
And because the effects have spoken for itself.
结果已经印证你的态度。
That is not peace. That is not shalom.
这个不是和平，这个不是 shalom.
And the next time you think that you are the wise and understanding one, well, I think it's wiser to reconsider.
所以下一次你还是觉得你是有智慧跟有见识的话，你最好是再重新去思考一下。
But if your intentions are pure,
如果你的出发点是纯正的话，
if your deeds is purely out of love for others.
你的行动是因为爱而去表去行动的话，
If there are no self-centeredness,
没有自我为中心，
Then you will get the biblical peace that James spoke of.
这样你就会看到雅各在经上所讲的和平。
It is hard to imagine effects that will be otherwise based on what James speak.
以上我们谈到了很难有不一样的结果。
Because James says that wisdom from above are well considered.
因为雅各讲的从上帝来的智慧都是很周全的。
It means that you have already cared about the feelings of other people.
就是说你已经考虑到周围人的那个感受。
You care about the other people's feeling more than your own feelings.
因为你包含许多人的那个感受，而不是以你的感受作为基础。
And the words here submissive, it means that you respect the authority of God, and you also respect the authority of the community.
这里讲的顺服，就是指你尊重神的主权和群体的那个主权。
And mercy, sincere, all these speak of actions that is out from the heart that will benefit others.
所以怜悯跟真诚都是。这些行动的结果都会使别人得到益处。
And you know that when you act out of all this kind of intention with this kind of consideration, even if it's discipline, it will be a kind of discipline that will build the community.
所以当我们去做这些事情，都需要有一个自律，有一个纪律。但是这个纪律是建立。
It is not a discipline that will condemn.
而不是去谴责别人。
So I'm not saying here that oh, love means you must be lovey-dovey and caring and all this. No, you can be tough, you can be determined.
不是说我们要爱彼此相爱，就是说啊，就是好像很有琼瑶式的爱。但是你爱的话，要有一个纪律跟真诚。
Nobody says that oh, being a Christian means you must be a pushover or you must be a doormat.
没有人说成为一个基督徒，你要成为一个软弱的人，或者是被人践踏的一个基督徒。
You can be tough, you can be determined, but whatever it is, the most important thing is that the effects of your deeds must bring about peace, God's peace, shalom.
你可以强硬，或者是很有决心的，但是你所行动的结果一定要带出和平的效果。
And when you do that, you find shalom after all your deeds. You know that you were.Truly wise and understanding wisdom that is from God.
当你我们去行这些事，结果是和平的话，你就知道你的智慧是从神而来。
You were wise and understanding not just in your own eyes, but also in God's eyes.
所以你是一个有智慧、有见识的人，不是你觉得上帝也觉得你是这样的人。
Now there's a theologian who has a very simple test to determine who are the ones who is wise and understanding.
所以有一个神学家也有一个方法，就是证明谁是有智慧和有见识的。
He says that when you see a Christian coming towards you,
他说如果你看到一个基督徒走向你的话，
Would you feel happy or would you rather evade this guy and walk away?
你觉得高兴看到他吗？还是你要避开他？
Chances are you will enjoy the one who is a peacemaker and you avoid the one who is always self-absorbed.
所以机会是你会去跟一个和平的制造者在一起，而不是避开那个麻烦 和自我的人。
And therefore, the attribute that you desire will be the attribute, the wisdom that you seek.
所以你期望
看到的那个特征，就是所谓的真正的智慧。让我们来祷告。Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for you have created us all unique. We see